Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on business news in the Commonwealth. This week, we're talking to Tom Wilms, the editor of Business Lexington. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, so much to get to. Let's start with the announced closure of the train plant here in Lexington, taking with it some 600 jobs.
Yeah, earlier this month, Ingersoll Rand, that's the parent company of Train HVAC Systems, announced that it would be closing its Lexington plant by the end of 2019. And the company plans to consolidate its operations into its plant located in Columbia, South Carolina, and invest about $96 million into expanding that facility.
It's always a big deal, too, when the mayor of your city releases a statement about the loss of those 600 jobs.
Yeah, Train was one of Lexington's largest employers, and as you had mentioned, it's going to impact about 600 hourly employees, and they've been in Lexington since 1963, so also one of the longest-standing employers. But Mayor Gray did release a statement, points to the city's robust economy and the low unemployment rate as positive signs, and says that the city will be working with those displaced employees if they would like to assist them in finding new jobs.
Okay, another Central Kentucky employer, Hitachi, announced some layoffs at their plant in Harrodsburg. What's the story behind that?
This one actually came as a surprise to a lot of people, including many of the plant's employees, according to reports. But Hitachi Automotive Systems instituted a round of layoffs at its Harrodsburg plant earlier this month. And people say it's impacting probably about 100 employees. There's not a very solid number, but that's the estimate that's floating around out there.
And the loss of jobs is, I mean, it's just that. It's a loss for the community.
It is. The plant's general manager did issue a statement citing flat sales and changing technologies and things like that, but it just underscores that that the business landscape does change, and there's lots of consolidation going on across many industries, and the net result is a loss of jobs in many cases, unfortunately.
Well, speaking of the changing nature of jobs, 150 startup business owners and investors gathered recently in Lexington at something called the Spark Angel Investors Summit. What was the big takeaway from that?
Yeah, well, our features editor, Susan Baniak, attended the Investors Summit. That's an annual event held in downtown Lexington. And the attendees there heard from keynote speaker David Goodnight. He is the fund manager at Bluegrass Angel Investors Group, and his big highlight was that Kentucky has been bumped up in the rankings of the Kauffman Index for growth entrepreneurship, and we increased in rankings among the 25 smaller states from 21st to 14th between 2016 and 2017. And that's taken as an indication that we're headed in a very positive direction in terms of our entrepreneurial landscape and resources.
Any particular trends that are hotter than others?
Just a general interest, I think, and increased communication between owners and potential entrepreneurs and the investment community. That's what this summit is all about, is making those connections. And as in addition to numerous panel discussions, they also held a mock fund manager session in which the decision makers kind of worked through the process that they might, the discussions they might have in evaluating new prospects and new investment opportunities. So I had to think that is very eye-opening and enlightening to entrepreneurs who are hoping to get their projects funded.
Okay, and finally, Goodfellas Pizza in the Distillery District got a scathing review from a national sports podcaster, but they seem to have turned a negative into a positive. Talk about that.
Yeah, I spoke with the owners of Goodfellas the other day, as a matter of fact, and they were pretty floored by the video and the reaction that came after Dave Portnoy and Barstool Sports paid them a visit and took a bite of what they said was cold pizza. And then immediately online and on sites like Yelp and Facebook and Google reviews, the negative reviews started piling on. But the owners, you know, have embraced it and say that they have learned a lesson and reached out via social media to Barstool Sports and invited Dave back. And and cite the overwhelming positive local response as well from local fans who came out to show their support. So anytime a small business like that, you know, gets hit with unexpected headwinds, it's unfortunate, but they are trying to embrace it and make the most of what's a difficult situation.
All right. Our guest today on the business side has been Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington, and the director's cut of our interview is available at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thanks, Alan.